This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, we're almost there. Christmas next week. I'm gonna lasso Santa. It's Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Brian Buckley's sitting right over there. We were talking hot college hoops during the break, but we can't take that combo on the air. Too hot to handle for you guys.
And of interest to almost no one.
That's fair. All right, well, let's get to our poll question. Oh, no, wait. First, I wanted to read you a text. People are talking about the offering plates, or as this man calls it, the offertory basket.
Ooh.
And he says, I remember seeing people make change out of the offertory basket when I was a kid, and I always thought that was really funny.
What?
Yes, I remember
Come
that, too.
Come on.
You never saw... Well,
someone's going to... They show up with a 20 and they take 10 back?
Yes.
Just show up with the right change, man. Or just give them the 20.
Now, you're a little younger. Do you even remember the plate?
Yeah, like I told you. I remember my parents put them a little envelope in because they would write a check ahead of time. And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I forgot.
They passed the plate around youth group, man.
Did they?
Yeah.
Get in those kids' pockets?
I gave some of my money to that.
Man. What was I going to say? Oh, we were talking about writing checks and putting them in there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing you wrote a check for?
Because
I know the answer to this from on my end, although I had to think about it. And I don't know why I do this. I mean, I still have checks. Doesn't everybody still have checks?
I do, but my wife does not. So anytime either of us need a check, she needs me to write one.
Oh, yeah?
She doesn't have physical
But what do
checks.
You need a check for? Because I don't think
I'm trying to remember
really
what
anything.
It was.
Well, for me, it was taxes, like property tax bill that came in the mail the other day. Or, you know, it always comes in November. And I may or may not have had some old taxes that I had to pay. Wasn't my fault. I'm an accountant for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I sent them. I don't know why I don't go. It says right on the thing, go online to pay these. But I find their portals cumbersome. And so I just write a check. It's easier to write a check and slap a stamp on it and send it out. So I would bet if I went back in my account and looked at all the checks I'd written for the year, it's probably three or four. And they're all to Multnomah County or City of Portland. And that's it. Yeah, I don't write a check for
anything. I'm trying to think of the last time that I needed to write one. I mean, for almost 9 years, I wrote one for my apartment in San Francisco every month.
For rent?
Yeah, for rent. But
all $20,000 of it per month?
No, I got into a steal of a situation where I was not paying nearly as much as I should have been.
Well, there's some people saying that the offerings, as they were, are collected through Venmo now.
Yeah. Which I mean, like I said, I bet there's places doing QR codes, too. Just scan it.
Yeah.
Donate.
So hot.
Someone on here saying they write checks for their yard service. I think that might have been one of them. I think that, like, I wrote a check maybe to, like, a tree trimming service or something like that, or someone that does, like, work around the home, landscaping sort
That's
of
fair.
A thing.
Those guys usually like cash, though, so I like to slip them a little cash. You know, under the table.
You know, a little something. The effort.
It may or may not be legal. I don't know. That's how they like to operate, on the fringes. Yeah, it's weird. I guess there's, I mean, unless I'm missing something, text in if I'm missing it. But is there anything that still you have to write a check?
That requires a check.
Yes, you just have to write a check. It's the only way to do it. I just don't think there is.
Maybe if you need to get a license for something, like, I don't know, like a hunting license or a gun license or like something that they want a paper trail on, perhaps. But everything's digital. Everything's electronic. So I don't know.
Mm. 2024, man. Poll question today on X at 1080 The Fan. Actually, let's get to yesterday's. We asked you, what was the coolest sports moment this past weekend? 35% of you said Bills Lions track meet. 32% said Navy over Army. 29% Oregon's portal wins. And only 4% said Travis Hunter, which is a shame because I really liked what I saw from Travis Hunter in the Heisman ceremony. Nice kid. By the way, I have more on him today. Did you see what Deion Jr. said about him?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Deion's youngest, I guess.
Yeah, Deion Sanders Jr.
Yeah, he's like the team videographer
or
something.
Social media guy.
Yeah, and he went on a podcast and was talking about Travis Hunter today, and he pointed out something that nobody knows about Travis Hunter that's pretty damn cool.
Hmm.
I'm not even
maybe I might know what this is, but I
that's a tease.
Yeah, it is.
It's a radio tease.
For whatever reason, probably because I clicked on a couple stories earlier, the whole Travis Hunter's girlfriend thing is stuck in my algorithm. So I saw that she dropped an 8-minute video trying to shut up the haters.
Yeah. That's not my kind of content.
No, I don't want it to be my kind of content, but there it is.
Well, find out what he said in our upcoming Tuesday college football offering plate. See what I did there?
Yes.
Today's poll question is as follows. It is up there for you on X at 1080 The Fan. What do you think draws football recruits to Oregon most? Nike, money, Lanning and staff, or it's just cool? Vote and vote hard. Now, I get it, it's a little bit of a lot of all of those.
I was going to say, where do I check all of the above?
But I don't ever give you guys a cop out of all of the above.
No, you don't.
That's why I put in the word most.
Well, and that's why we have to vote hard.
That's right.
It's not a vote
you have
easy.
To think.
It's not a vote easy.
What do you think draws football recruits to Oregon most? Now, this is up there because I like to pit the Oregon bros against the non-Oregon bros because they're both very passionate creatures. And the non-Oregon bros are definitely going to they're going to pound money. When they vote hard, they're going to pound the keyboard and say money. It's all about money. It's only money. That's the only reason Oregon's any good. It's always money.
And I think money is a massive, massive component to it. Maybe the most important, but I also think that the best players can get that money anywhere. Not anywhere, but at the top five or 10 programs.
Yeah, and that's why Oregon bro is going to mash Lanning.
And that's where
Lanning's going to win.
It's the combo of that. I think the Nike and the cool and it's just cool are almost one and the same. I think Nike has a lot to do with the it's just cool, but there's also just kind of an aura and a vibe there about being innovative and cutting edge and new. I think that's icing on the cake for most of the dudes. I think it's money and the program and the people.
I mean, I point this out all the time, but Jimbo Fisher, what'd they do at Texas A&M? They had like $20 million NIL.
$30
million NIL class?
Yeah.
And they didn't win S.
Nope.
I guess that kind
of... He got to walk away with like 70 mil, so that's nice.
Yeah. I just mean, I guess that kind of points to it's not always about the money.
Right. Definitely. But
anyway, vote, and we'll reset you on the results of that later in our show. Let's get to our Tuesday college football offering plate. What Deion Jr. said about Travis Hunter, kind of cool. Lincoln Riley loses another 5-star, and more changes coming to the college football playoff, and they could be next year. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.